Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama, in Georgia, South Carolina,
hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Saturday night in the Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with the brother like no other, the man who can, the man who said that we will not stop until we get it done, the man who's building unity, love, and prosperity across America and across the world, the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and pull him on into the studio here.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Glad to be back on the show. Now we have some knowledge we want to share with our brothers and sisters so that we can really start to show some great results in our lives. And one of the things that's really important, and we've spoken on this before, but it's something that you just can't ignore, and that is, who are you? Awakening to being a person that is not stuck in the lies of Satan that has been told to you is a very important thing, because once you start to know that you are truly a true son or daughter of God, that's a very powerful and amazing and wonderful thing to know, because with that knowledge, it sets you free from being a limited human being. And that's very important, because we've been told from childhood all the way up into adulthood that we are limited human beings. And that's the reason why our community looks the way it is. And that's the reason why it's very difficult for our people to accomplish things. But that's not true. The reality is that even in the Bible, it says something very powerful that is a mind awakener and an opportunity to really change your life. And that is, God was telling us that, hey, you are made in the likeness and image of God. And that is a very powerful and wonderful statement, because in you knowing that you are made in the likeness and image of God, it allows you to raise your consciousness to higher heights and deeper depths in God. It allows you to also live in the miracles of God, to also live within the power of God, to also live within the blessings of God, and also the favor of God. And when we can come into that state of consciousness that God has placed these great and wonderful opportunities surrounding us, then that's when our lives can change. But the thing about it is, if you're still looking down and saying, yeah, you know, I'm just a limited human being, there's much I can do, and if you're going to see yourself from that negative mindset, then unfortunately, a lot of negative things are going to be surrounding you. But once you start to know that you are made in the likeness and image of God, and that the wonderful and amazing miracles of God you are living in, and the power of God you are living in, and also the blessings of God you are living in, and last but not least, the favor of God you are living in. And when you can acknowledge that and know that is where you are at, and that's a very powerful and wonderful thing to know, because that's when you can start to really manifest some positive results in your life that will start to show. And that's the thing. But you have to know it in order for you to show it. And that's where we are. knowing our true identity is very important, because once we acknowledge who we really are, that's when our goals and dreams can start to fly. And that ain't no lie. It can truly happen. But the bottom line is, what is your goals and dreams as well? It just can't be a worldly thing where you just want to get a mansion, you want to get a few luxury cars, you want to be able to every week be able to go on a vacation, and all that kind of stuff. And that's a lot of selfish stuff. But when you can be focused on being a blessing for God and to serve God so that you can help to be a blessing to the lives of others, that's when God has no problem in sharing that wonderful blessing for you. But if you're going to be selfish and say, nah, God, I ain't got no time to do nothing for you. I'm just going to do all this stuff for me. Give me your power so I can use it. God ain't going to give you no power so you can utilize it just for selfish reasons. You have to be willing to serve God. You have to be willing to serve Jesus. You have to be willing to serve the family of your community. And that is very important. Because once you start to reach out, to come to unity, to really see what you can do to improve your life by acknowledging your true identity with God, that is really going to be great. But you also got to be willing to come in a humble and focused way where you're wanting to be in oneness with God, and also in service to God, and to also serve your community too. So these are some things that we need to know. And once we start to focus on that, that's when our spiritual ability is truly going to start to grow. So I just wanted to share that with you to start things off, because that is one of the most powerful aspects that we need to really start to take in serious consideration. And also, you know, even in looking through our community and seeing, you know, unfortunately, a lot of our people stuck in poverty, one of the things that we really need to look at as well is that there are some great opportunities that are out there that can really be a blessing for us. But unfortunately, most of us don't even know those opportunities exist. And this one that I'm speaking of is a great opportunity that I ran into, and it's only been like about 2 months now. But the beautiful thing about it is, you know, unfortunately, and I know a lot of our people have been burnt before and trying to get into these different programs, so we don't even want to hear about programs that can help you financially. But the good thing about it was, this program I've already gotten paid on, and I've already seen the outcome of how we could improve our lives by dealing with a program like this. So I would like to turn you on to something that is very great. And this is called an investment program that can cause you to put up money into the program, and you can double your money in the program. And that's good. So if you put up $50 and you end up with $100, you know, that's not a crime or that's not a negative thing. If you put up, you know, even as low as $50, you know, and end up with $100, that's not bad. Or if you put up, you know, $250, you end up with $500 or $600, that's not bad either. But these are things that, you know, somebody says, what? What are you talking about? There's a program out there like that? That's right. And I was fortunate enough that the Lord sent that program to me, you know, through a minister that, you know, has been involved with this program for the last 42 years. And being that he's been involved with this and doing this, he's helped a lot of people escape the dungeon of poverty. And that was a good thing. And some of these people that took his program serious because they were making money off of it. But sometimes, you know, these people just get into it and they make the money. Okay, I made the money. I know they said I could keep going with it, but I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to take no more chances. I made money this time, so I'm just going to leave it now. And some people do. They get into it, then they do it once or twice and then leave. But the way that this program is structured is that you can go into the program and build your way up into, you know, making thousands of dollars each month. And that's a good thing, because if you could add $5,000, $10,000 each month onto your income, that's good. Because 5,000 times 12, that comes out to $60,000. And some people don't even make $60,000 in a year. So if you got a job where you're making $25,000 or $30,000 or even $40,000, and that's your income, and then you could add $60,000 onto it, that could be $100,000 or $80,000 or $90,000 that you have now. And that puts you in a whole nother, you know, financial situation. And even if it, you know, you could also deal with it at $10,000 a month. And 10,000 times 12, that's 120,000 just on that. And if you have your job, and like I said, you're making 30 or 25 or 40,000, and you're adding that on to 120,000, that's another good thing. But the problem is, can you really do that if you don't even know that opportunity exists? And that's something that you should know about. Because this program, the maximum right now, they go up to $100,000. If you invest $100,000 in 90 days, you can make $180,000. That's a good thing. And in making $180,000, that opens a door where, you know, most of the time it's, you know, you borrowing that $100,000 and then you paying that back. So, you know, out of that $80,000, that's money that, you know, you could pay that person back the $100,000, and then the $80,000 is your profit. And a portion of that, of course, has to go to the person you borrowed the $100,000 from. But the bottom line is that out of that $80,000, you end up with $40,000 or $60,000, you know, which is a good thing, you know. So in 3 months, if you can make an additional $40,000, like I said, some people only make $40,000 or $30,000 in a year, and here you could do it in 3 months. That's a great thing. So anyway, again, these are great opportunities that our people need to learn about. We've been taught that we should just be consumers and, you know, just buy cars, houses, you know, if you have the money to get a house, that is, you know, clothing, food, you know, those are the things that we should be focused on. But, you know, when you really look at how many folks that are millionaires, they are, you know, dealing with, you know, several different types of investment programs that are bringing them money. And it's important, too, because like the old saying says, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Because you put all your eggs in one basket and that basket hits the ground hard, all those eggs in that basket are busted and broken up, and that's that. And that's how it is, too, if you put all your focus on just one thing and that one thing doesn't come through and it's not working out for you right now, then basically what happens is that means your financial situation is done. You're not really going to be able to bring any money because that's the only thing that you have. But if you have two or three or four different programs, investment programs that you're dealing with, whether it's the stocking industry, whether it's the gold and silver industry, whether it's a real estate industry investment program, if it's you know, an investment program like the one I told you about, you know, that can really bring you, you know, serious amounts of money without a doubt. But the bottom line is we need to know about it. So all I can say at this point, if any of you would really like to take advantage of a great opportunity that's on the table right now, definitely give me a call. And I would definitely be more than glad to assist you in getting you in the program. And the good thing about it is, like I said, you know, the brother, you know, minister that was is the owner of that program, he was telling me when he first got involved, he was like, you know, you had to start off with at least about $1,000, $2,000 or $3,000 in order to get in the program. And he was like, what? That leaves a lot of our people out of the picture, because I know a lot of our folks don't have no $2,000 or $3,000 or even $1,000 to put up, you know, to put invest in no program. They're busy trying to, you know, take advantage of just, you know, being able to pay their bills and, you know, keep things, you know, flowing properly. And if they had to take $1,000 out of the tight money that they have, they wouldn't be able to hardly pay none of their bills. So they're not going to do nothing like that. And that's one of the reasons why it's good that this minister had a true desire to help his people, because a lot of times, you know, when you do have that high amount, it just leaves our people out of the picture. But he decided to see what he could do to bring that amount down so that our people get involved with it as well. So within this program, you don't have to have $1,000. You don't have to have $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 to get involved. You could actually even have $25 or $50 and get involved and see that your money can be doubled. And then you could build it up all the way into the thousands of dollars. So these are things that are great. And the good thing about it is opportunities like this do exist. But unfortunately, like I said before, most of our people don't even know it exists. And therefore, you know, people are struggling in poverty. And to come up with $25 is no huge amount of money. Most of our people can do that without a problem. And if you double that and you get 50, then you double the 50 and you get 100, then you double the 100 and you get 200, and you just build it up, you know, step by step as it goes up higher and higher till you're up into the thousands. And then when you're up into 5,000 or 10,000, and you could keep it at that level where that 5 or 10,000 is, you know, coming into your income each month, that's a great and wonderful thing. But how can this happen if you don't even know an opportunity like this does exist? And that's one of the reasons why you need to check into it. Because, you know, I've already done it. I've gotten, you know, my money back and the profit on top like they said I would get. And that's a good thing, you know. And now I say the same thing to you. It would be a good thing even if you're starting off with $25 or $50. But for those of you that can't afford to put up, you know, $100, $1,000, $500, you know, these are things that you could do. And in doing so, you know, it would make, you know, a nice amount of money coming through for you. Because once you start to build it up again into the thousands, that's when you can really start to see, you know, some great successful results coming to thee. But the only way something like that can really happen is you have to get involved in that program. Oh, and another thing, you know, because a lot of people are like, oh, that sounds like a pyramid to me. I mean, that means I got to sign up, you know, 10 or 20 people in order to get in. And then after I sign my people in, that's when all the money disappears. Well, number one, like I said, I've already tested it, and I've seen that it is not a scam game. This is with a brother that's really sincere and wanting to help his people. That's one thing. Number two is getting involved in the program. You will start to see that it's going to bring money back to you. And that's the good thing about it, because you can either come into the program by being an individual where you're just putting in money for yourself right now, and you're dealing with it from you as an individual. So it's not a situation where you have to bring in, you know, 50 or 100 or 20 or 30 or 10 people. You could just do it as an individual and invest in a program. Or if you want to, you can bring in a group of people as well, but you don't have to. You have a choice where you can do it as an individual or you can do it as a group. And with those scam deals, they don't give you the individual opportunity. You have to bring in a group. And as you bring in your group, you know, all of those members in the group have to pay. And that's where a lot of people get burnt, because once they put all that money up, that's when the program stops dysfunctioning and they come up with 1,000 excuses on why you can't, they can't pay you any money, you know, which is crazy. But anyway, with this program, that's another thing that shows you that it's not a scam, is that you can deal with it as an individual putting up money into it, or you can deal with it as a group. If you want to bring 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 people into it, you can. But if you just want to deal with it as an individual, which is you, putting money into it, you could deal with it that way too. So these are things that really show you that, you know, this can be something that can have a huge impact on improving your financial situation. And unfortunately, I can't tell you there's dozens of programs out there like that, but I know this is not the only program out there like that. But the thing about it is they're hard to find. And I'm glad I, you know, the Lord did send me this one so that we could utilize this program to be a blessing, not only to myself, but to the lives of others. And that's why I'm sharing this with you, so you could take advantage of it as well. Because if you could bring in an additional $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month into your monthly lifestyle, that would be a good thing. Because, like I said, $10,000 a month equals $120,000. You are no longer a prisoner of poverty at all with $120,000 coming into your, you know, wallet or your purse. That's not even a problem anymore. Or even if it's $5,000 and you're bringing in $60,000 and then you already have a job. Or even if it's you don't have a job, but this could be the only stream of income coming into your possession. $60,000 is a decent amount of money to have, and it'll give you a lot more comfortability than being stuck in $20,000 or $30,000, which unfortunately a lot of our people, that's the amount of money they get. They call that poverty money. When you get $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 for the year, people don't need to be stuck in that kind of money. We can utilize a program like this. If you're making 25 or 30 and then you're getting an additional 60,000, or you're getting an additional 100,000, or you're getting an additional 120,000, bottom line is this can have a huge impact on changing your life. So all I could say at this time is, you know, we have the ability to really show some wonderful things that can happen to us. But, you know, knowing it is very important, because when you have no clue that a program like this exists, you can't take advantage of it. And you can't, you know, benefit from it, because you don't even know a program like this can be beneficial for you, because you don't even know it exists, you know? But once you do know it exists and that you can take advantage of it, and you can start to add serious amounts of money into your possession, that's a good thing. So again, we need to awaken to the knowledge of who we are and what we can do. We need to take advantage of some of the blessings that God has placed before us, like this one that's being placed before you right now. And all I can say is this is an opportunity that we definitely need to possess. And once we possess it, we will be showing some serious confessions on how it has brought about some serious change financially in our lives. So I just wanted to share that with you, because knowing your true identity as being a true son and daughter of God and having the ability to do awesome and amazing things that can bring about positive change in your life and in the lives of others, that's very important. Knowing about this great lesson, financial opportunity that you can take advantage of and how it could actually change your life, from being stuck in poverty to being set free from poverty, so that you can live a positive and prosperous and healthy life. And that's another thing that's very important too, your health. And dealing with your health, you know, is something that is important, because even if you're a multimillionaire or billionaire and you're stuck on your deathbed out to God, you know, you're not going to be able to take advantage of any of that money because you're so sick that, you know, in a few more days or weeks, you're going to be in a coffin. And that doesn't make any sense. But what makes sense is that you take the responsibility to know that what you eat, what you drink, what you bring into your system has a huge impact on setting you free from negative health problems, and how it can also, what you bring into your system, how it can also improve your health situation. So these are things that we need to take a serious look at as well, because it's not just about making money and then, you know, you're in a wheelchair, you're in a bad situation where you can't hardly remember nothing no more. You're in a situation where, you know, you got to walk around with a cane and, you know, you got terrible pain throughout your body. All these terrible negative health problems exist with so many people. But the thing about it is they don't know what they could do to bring about positive change with that. And that was one of the things that happened with Dr. Sabi. He had come across a wonderful blessing where God had showed him what herbal remedies can be utilized to help to get rid of cancer, to help get rid of diabetes, to help get rid of AIDS and other terrible situations. And what he ended up doing was sharing that with people in our community and even outside of our community. And he got thousands of people healed from these terrible, deadly diseases that were killing our people left and right. So that's a good thing. But again, the herbal remedies to healing our people still exist. But most of our people, again, don't even know what those herbs are and how they can utilize those herbs. So all I can say to you is that, you know, getting involved with these types of herbal remedies, thing that is very wonderful and powerful, and that's something that we should have access to as well, because, you know, in us not only eating the proper food, not getting caught up into, you know, Porky Pig and, you know, drinking too much alcohol or dealing with drugs, crack, and all that other stuff. You know, those are things that can really have terrible, you know, health situations upon us. And being that they can be very negative and very terrible on us, you know, we need to know that we need to stay away from that. Because poisonous food causes poisonous, you know, results in our system. So these are things that are important. And another thing is, we're going to be putting on a holistic health and wealth expo soon. And this is something that you should definitely check out as well, because we're going to have holistic practitioners come on and speak about, you know, herbs, about how you can utilize having a positive diet to really improve your health, you know. So there's a number of different things and that can really help you. And if you're in terrible body pain, there's also, you know, masseuse that can massage your body. There's also acupuncture that can give acupuncture treatment that can help to get rid of the pain in your body as well. So these are some things that can be very good. And, you know, these are things that we need to know about. So dealing with the proper nutrition of different positive herbal remedies, different things that you can drink, not alcohol, but, you know, different herbal teas and also certain juices that have, you know, a lot of vitamins in them and a lot of, positive energy in them that you could utilize. So these are things that you need to know about as well. So once we start to touch base with things like this, this is going to really turn a lot of the negative situations that we find in our, you know, lifestyle totally around. And that's why it's very important for us to awaken ourselves to, you know, positive health opportunities to really, truly bring about positive change in our lives. Because once we start to know about that stuff, that is going to be wonderful. So again, whether it's spiritually awakening to who we are, whether it's financially awakening to different opportunities that are there, and whether it's even being able to plug into our health blessings that are there awaiting for us to, you know, take advantage of it. And that's something that's very important too. So anyway, if there's anyone at this point, Brother Ron, that may have any questions in regards to this, you know, that would be great. You know, we could talk about it and we could start to see, you know, answering their questions on some things so that they could get a clearer picture on how we can, you know, definitely move forward on these very, very important situations. So Brother Ron, you know, do you see someone that might be interested at this point?
Yeah, okay. 571-264, your mic is open.
Can you hear us? Might have to take your phone off of mute so we can hear you. Sound like I heard somebody.
571-264.
Mm-hmm.
571-264. Your mic is open. Okay. All right. You can go ahead and keep talking.
Yeah. Well, that is something that right now that I'm really very glad to see that, you know, our people can start to take advantage of these wonderful and great opportunities. And another thing too, which in the past and even in the present we're still working on, and that's something called manifesting wealth. Manifesting wealth is something that, you know, can be done because with our, you know, spiritual group, we were dealing with, you know, focusing on a prayer and a meditation on seeing wealth and prosperity coming into our possession. And it did actually work different times. I wish it worked every time. I'd be a multi-trillionaire right now. But it wasn't like that. But the other side of it was, for example, there was a sister in our group, and she came up with a herbal remedy of how to get rid of the bags under your eyes, the wrinkles on your forehead, how you could actually, you know, bring about some positive change into your health by taking her herbal, you know, remedy that she had. And a lot of people that used it, they got rid of the bags under their eyes, they got rid of, you know, wrinkles on their face and all kind of stuff. And she got people that were interested, but the only problem, she didn't have no money where she could put that program and that opportunity out there for people. And a lot of people said, wow, you know, you got, you know, something that really works here. How come you're not using it to be helpful, you know, for people? You know, how come you're not sharing it? She said, well, if I had the money, all I need is about $50,000. And if I had $50,000, I would be able to get this and, you know, sell it, you know, to people and the whole nine. But I just need some money. And she brought that up to us in our, you know, prayer and meditation group. And she said, listen, I really need some help on this, man. Let's see if we could do a prayer and meditation on me getting this 50 so I could, you know, share this opportunity with people. And I said, okay, let's see what we could do with that. Because, yeah, you do have a great herbal program there. And for you to share this with everybody, that would be great. So anyway, we did put that out there where we did get together with our group. There was only about eight of us at that time. And in dealing with that, you know, we focused on seeing her receiving the $50,000. We focused on seeing that, you know, she would be able to be a great blessing to her community and really help people that would like to benefit from this. And the thing about it was, after we did that with her, it was about 2 or 3 days later, she didn't get a call from one person, but she got three people that called her that same day, and they were all talking to her about lending her money for her startup business to get the $50,000 that she wanted. And after speaking to all three of them, the one that was offering her the best opportunity, that was the one that she went with. And I was, like, really glad to see that. And she utilized that opportunity and got the $50,000 from that person. And then she started, you know, selling her product and everything. She advertised with it out of the $50,000 and all of that. So I was really glad to see that she was able to open that door to get that money by coming together with the prayer and meditation and focus on that. So that was a good thing. The other thing was, there was a sister that was in really bad situation. She had a lease with an apartment situation that she had, where her lease ran out. And now a new lease was brought up by the owner of the property. And he increased the amount of rent on her. And unfortunately, because her job and income, she could not pay the increased amount. So the guy said, listen, I give you a month. And within a month's time, if you do not have the increased amount that I'm asking for, I'm going to have to kick you out of my apartment and get someone that can pay it. And she said, wow. So she was in our prayer meditation group, and she came back to us and said, whoa, this is really a trip. I can't even believe this guy is going to raise my rental payment up this high. And now I got to come up with all this additional money, but I don't even know how this is going to work. And I wanted to see if we could do a prayer and meditation on this and see if this could help me get this money that's needed. Otherwise, I got to go live at a relative's house or a friend's house, you know, because I can't afford to deal with this. And then I got to, you know, see about finding another apartment that's a lot less expensive than what this knucklehead is going to charge me. Anyway, what ended up happening, she was at that point when she told us this, she was at the point where 3 weeks had already passed, so she only had a week left before this guy was going to kick her out. And she didn't actually do the prayer and meditation with us. And after she did that, the great thing about that, the next day, her boss from her job, you know, he heard about what she was going through, and he actually, you know, told her, you know, had a meeting with her and told her, listen, I'm going to increase your income, and I'm also going to bless you with this car. And this car here, you're going to have to make your monthly payments on it. And as you make your monthly payments on this, you're going to have enough income to cover your rental situation that's been increased, and also the money that's needed payments on utilizing this car as well. And she said she almost fell out of her chair because she didn't know. I mean, she said she didn't have a bad relationship with him, and she was working at this job for about 4 or 5 years, but she never knew that he would be the type of person that, once he heard about how terrible her situation was, that he was going to reach out to help her like that. And that was really a blessing. But the next day after we did the prayer and meditation, he came out with this opportunity for her. And she didn't even know that he was going to do something positive like that. But that was really a great blessing for her. So I was really glad to see not only that she got the money to pay the increased amount for her rent, but he even threw an additional blessing on there, which was a car that allowed her to, but she would always complain about how in California it was taking her a long time to take the bus from one side of town to another. And she, you know, complaining about how long it was taking her to take that bus ride. And she was like, oh, boy, here we go again, you know. So, you know, he heard about that, too, and he decided to let her get a car. So that was really nice that he was a guy that wasn't stuck in saying, well, you know, she's just going to have to leave that place and, you know, she's going to have to find another, you know, room or apartment where she could stay, because I ain't helping her. You know, she got to help herself. But he didn't have that attitude, and I was really glad to see that the Lord touched his mind and heart and actually had him reach out to be a blessing to her with the car and with the necessary additional money for her rental. That was great. So all I can say is that we have the ability to do these things, but we've been told that, what? We can manifest wealth? We can do these kind of things? Get out of here. We're limited people. We can't do that. And that's the lie of Satan. Satan wants you to stay stuck in that negative mindset where you're seeing yourself as never, ever being a true son or daughter of God, never, ever being able to manifest wealth or prosperity. But that's the thing. We have to eliminate holding on to those negative thoughts of wanting to see ourselves in that negative mindset of being a very limited person that can't do this and can't do that and can't do the other. And when we keep seeing ourselves in that perspective, that's putting up a brick wall of negativity that is not allowing us the ability to achieve great and wonderful things in our lives, because we're so busy seeing ourselves from a negative perspective. But we don't have to in that negativity. We can actually start to see ourselves from a positive viewpoint, and that makes a big difference. And, you know, not too long ago, we were just dealing with a prayer meditation, and, you know, I was asking the Lord to please bless us with some additional money so that we can, you know, see what we can do to improve our lives. And the next day, $300 ended up in my bank account. And I was like, what? It was $300, not $3 million, but I was still glad to see, even with that small amount, that, you know, we could deal with that. And that was not the only time. We had another time where we did a prayer meditation, and instead of getting $300, it was $1,500 that showed up in my account. So these are things that we can do. But the reality of this is that if you don't believe that these are things that you can do because you're a limited human being that cannot accomplish much, then, hey, you are a what they call a co-creator, and you're creating what you envision in your life. And if you're envisioning yourself being stuck in poverty, if you're envisioning yourself being a person that will not be able to accomplish much success in your life, and if you're envisioning that these are things that you just can't do, bring about success, then what you see is what you get. But if you can start to see yourself as that true son, that true daughter of God, that has the ability to turn your life totally around, then that's what's going to really come about for you. But if you are seriously stuck in that negative mindset, then even what I'm telling you now, it's just going in one ear and coming out the other. And that's really a sad thing to know, because you shouldn't just take this information and flush it down the toilet. You should take this information and seriously try to utilize it in your life, because it can be a serious life changer for you, whether it's these financial investment program I told you about, that's very, very helpful. Something you need to definitely get involved with. Whether it's the situation where you are working on different positive opportunities that can help you improve your health, that's very important. Because you might be walking on a cane today and then later on down the line end up in a wheelchair. But you could also, by improving your health, by bringing positive things into your health situation, you can eliminate all of that negativity. And that's something that's very important. Finding different positive health situations that can improve your health. And by you doing that, you'll be able to know that these are things can really start to show in your life. Because drinking too much alcohol, taking crack, you know, dealing with a lot of negative things that you're introducing into your system that you're eating, all of these type of things are going to have a negative impact on your health. But when you start to live a healthy life by dealing with healthy food and healthy things that can improve your life, then that's what's going to happen. But as long as you hold on to that negativity, then that's what you're going to start to see, negative results. So health and wealth is very important. Good health and good wealth, we need to have both of them in order to live a successful, positive, and happy life, you know? And the other thing that is very good, too, is, like I said, having the ability to awaken to the fact that you have the ability to manifest wealth as well. And that's another thing. If any of you feel that you would like to join our prayer and meditation group, let me know on that as well, because these are things that we can do to utilize spirituality to change our new reality into something very powerful and positive. But bottom line is, if you are stuck in a mindset where you don't think spirituality can have a powerful impact on you, the power of God or Jesus or Allah, that's who you're dealing with, the bottom line is, whatever that spiritual connection is for you, whether it's Lord Jehovah, Allah, Jesus, you know, those are the three major religions that we deal with. But the bottom line is, regardless, if you don't believe that none of those aspects have a positive, powerful impact on changing your life, then you're actually overlooking a very, very, very positive aspect that can bring about positive change. But you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God and Jesus and even Allah has the ability to bring positive change about in your life. But if you're going to be a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina that doesn't believe that any of this with spirituality can work, then unfortunately, you know, you're right. It won't work, because you're putting up a brick wall of doubt that will not allow it to manifest in your life. But if you can open your mind and you can open your heart to having confidence in knowing that God, who created this entire universe, millions of planets here throughout the universe, and even just here on this planet, created birds, created trees, created fish, created animals, whether they're cows or goats or sheep or lions or, you know, donkeys or whatever. The bottom line is he created all of this. And then, last but not least, he created the human race. And that is very powerful. A God that created all of these things, an entire universe, you mean to tell me if he could create, you know, the heavens, the oceans, rivers, mountains, all these different things he could create, you mean to tell me he doesn't have the power to be a blessing to you? Come on. Open your mind to common sense. If God has the power to do all of these great, miraculous, and wonderful things, then he definitely has the power to be a blessing to you. So all you have to do is open your mind and open your heart, and you will start to see God's great and wonderful new reality being able to shine in your life, setting you free from a lot of former negativity that you've been involved with. And you don't have to stay there. But as the old saying goes, the truth should set you free, especially when it comes down to God's truth. It will set you free from all of that negativity. So when you know the truth of God, where he's telling you that you are made in the likeness and image of God, that is very powerful. Very powerful statement. How can you be made in the likeness of God and then you're stuck in poverty? How can you be made in the likeness of God and you saw what Jesus did? God empowered Jesus with all of this powerful power that he had. He was able to resurrect the dead, walk on water, give vision back to the blind, hearing back to the deaf, people that were in pain and suffering, people that were very sick and on their deathbed getting ready to die. He was able to even heal them. So all of these great and wonderful things he was capable of doing, the beautiful thing about that was that he was chosen as a true son of God that was given all of this spiritual power and ability. And being that he had that ability, he was someone that can show you that if God could do that for him, God can also be a blessing to you. And the thing about it was, even in the Bible, Jesus said, the things I have done, you can do, and even more. So these are things that we all need to know, that you are not a limited human being, but this society and system is teaching you that. And the reason why it's being taught is because this is how they can keep control over you. And they don't want you to become a true empowered son or daughter of God, because then they can have the power over you like they are having as you're stuck down in a dungeon of poverty. But if you awaken to the fact of your true identity as a true son or daughter of God that has been spiritually empowered, then that's a whole other story. You'll be able to do great, awesome, and amazing things, as Jesus said. But the thing about it is, you can't do any of those things if you don't believe that any of those things can truly come about. And that's the reason why many people, you know, in this system, you know, are not able to awaken their true identity, because even though they hear about it, it goes in one ear and comes out the other. Because when you've been told from childhood on up into adulthood that you're a limited and weak individual, fortunately, that builds a brick wall of fear and doubt that you could ever do anything similar to Jesus, that you are truly a son or daughter of God, that you have your God-given power that's dwells within you that just needs to be activated. But how can anybody really believe any of that if they've been brainwashed into seeing themselves as a limited human being that can hardly accomplish any great and wonderful things in life? And when we have accepted that as our reality of who we are, then even when someone brings knowledge of letting you know that this is a lie of Satan, but the truth of God is here to set you free, all you have to do is believe. As the old saying goes in the Bible as well, it says, let go and let God. Let go of the lies of Satan and then let God's truth empower you and enable you to bring you to a whole nother state of consciousness where you are no longer seeing yourself and your people in a negative state of mind. Now you are seeing yourself and your people in a positive state of mind. And because you are now seeing yourself in a positive state of mind, positive results are now flowing into your possession. But that's the thing. What you see is what you get. And it even says in the Bible as well, your people can actually be destroyed if they do not envision things from a positive perspective. So if you're going to see some things and you're continually envisioning things from a negative perspective, then that's what's going to be surrounding you, negativity. But if you can see things from a positive perspective and know that you are capable of more than just trying to do something, but that you can achieve great and wonderful things, but you have to keep your mind up on high. And that's very important, because as you keep your mind up on high, then that puts you in a positive mindset. And when I say keep your mind up on high, I'm not talking about drinking alcohol or taking drugs and crazy stuff like that. I'm talking about you seeing yourself from a positive perspective where you're no longer being a person that's a victim of negativity, but now you are a victorious, successful person that is seeing things from a positive perspective and knowing that you truly are a son or a daughter of God that is now activating your God-given power within you. And this is not something that you might be able to do, or maybe you will be able to do, or you probably won't be able to do. None of that is true. You definitely will be able to do, but you have to see it and believe it in order to achieve it. Again, that is a very powerful affirmation that you can say over and over again, that can also help to change your mind out of negativity into positivity. I see it and I believe it and now I achieve it. I see it and I believe it and now I receive it. I see it and I believe it and now I achieve it. I see it and I believe it and now I truly, truly, truly and receiving it. And these are things that we can do. We can achieve it and we can receive it. The blessing of us elevating our consciousness, elevating our power, ability through God, and also being willing to utilize our power to serve God and serve our community. And when we have that attitude, where our minds are focused on helping one another, our minds are focused on sharing and caring with one another, our minds are focused on showing love and respect to one another, our minds are focused on being a blessing to one another. These are things that are very important. And when the majority of our people start coming into that mindset, no longer, man, I don't want to be bothered with trying to help these niggas. I don't even want to help them at all. And having that negative perspective where we don't want to help each other, we don't want to have nothing to do with one another, all of that crazy stuff is things that know, keep our community down and out. But when we start to really reach out to be a blessing to one another, then that's when we can start to see a new resurrected community. That's right. Totally resurrected of all the negativity of the past, and now we can start to see our new reality in God starting to manifest in our lives at last. So we have the ability, but it's up to us to really see what we can do. Yeah, Brother Ron, you have say something?
Yeah, you have a caller. Last time I saw this number, I had a special caller, and so 11111, your mic is open. I'm going to open your mic. 11111, your mic is open. Unmute yourself.
Okay. Well, most of
last time there was a very special guest behind that number, and came on my show, and I got him to open his mic, and he was a special person. 11111, open your mic. Your mic is open on our end. Open your mic.
Mm-hmm.
11111, we know you're there. We know who you are. Open your mic.
Well, sometimes people desire to, you know, stay as listeners instead of speakers, so no problem with that. Was there anybody else right now?
Not at the moment.
Okay, no problem there. So, again, these are aspects of things that we need to focus and concentrate on, because when you really look at the different aspects of who we are, what we can do, and, you know, what opportunities are out here for us to receive, these are things that are very important, you know. So all I can say is coming back to, you know, the investment program that, you know, we were talking about earlier. This is a program that will definitely have a huge impact on you being able to really obtain, you know, positive amounts of wealth in your possession. And it's just a matter of you utilizing this great opportunity to increase the amount of income in your possession. But as I said, whether it's $1,000, you know, or $5,000 or $10,000 that you bring in your income each month, that's not a bad thing. And the thing about it is all you have to do is really focus on being serious about, you know, improving your financial situation. Because as I said, millionaires, many times, they actually have millions of dollars in their possession, but they also have different streams of income that are pouring that money into their possession. And that's something that we could do as well. So, Brother Ron, if you had anything that you would like to share at this point, definitely feel free to do so, because that would be great.
Well, everyone know that Friday night, Black Business BNS Network Club, we could not get on air. We had some difficulties, some engineering problems down at the radio station, and so we were not on last night. But we'd like to, you know, just let people know that our subject matter basically was, if we do not come together economically, one of the major issues of the Black community is that we're economically deprived and we're economically dependent on this system and on these people. And I see, for an example, give me an example. I'm sure everybody's still on the news, nothing I'm saying outside the way. President Gay, the president of Harvard University, she refused to repudiate people for anti-Semitic statements. They call us names. They threaten our lives.
as African American people, and no, nobody never said that they had to repudiate any university, had to repudiate anything that those people said back in the day and even concurrently. But the Jews are pushing the narrative that you have to say that anti-Semitism is criminal, it's unjustified, and it's a person that's going to kill Jews, because people see humanity in the Palestinian people, and people want the war to cease and stop so all people can be safe. And what I noticed, and I'm giving the narrative now about money, the Jews told Harvard University, if you don't get rid of her, we're going to pull back all our money. We're going to stop giving money to your universities and colleges. Some of the big billionaire donors for Harvard did pull back their money. And Harvard, 700 people stood behind President Gay because she's an intelligent person. She's moving Harvard to a whole nother level. And she had to be gay. African-American people have to remember something. And everybody that comes to America have to remember something. We, the African-American community, whatever jobs we have, whatever job capacity that we stand in, we had to be twice as good as those white people to get those jobs. When I got my entry level into psychology in a training hospital, I had to be twice as good. My stats, my GPA, my marks, everything had to be twice as good as a white boy. A white boy can be mediocre. One thing Amarosa said, Amarosa that worked for under the administration for Trump, the black lady. One thing she said on the talk show, she says white people can be mediocre, be uneducated. They can do it, but they can get a job. They will hire them before they hire a educated, experienced African American person. And this narrative about the immigrants coming here and being so successful, you're successful because when you got here, the country was successful. We didn't come into a successful environment. We built the environment that's made the success so that when you get on the airplane, the boat, or ship, or whatever, however you coming over here, car or, you know, I don't know. But when you get here, you're coming into a ready-made situation where prosperity, economics, opportunities are there. But remember, we, the African-American community, come from that community that had to suffer to get it there. Now, why did I say that about money? Because just like President Gay, all right, though she got her job still, though she got 700 staff people, corporations, and school and students to back her up, to not fire her, the Jews still pulling their money out of Harvard. The pressure is going to be on that Harvard's going to say we're losing too much money. President Gay, you have to go because we can't afford to lose this money. So that's why I'm saying when you're under their financial support, when people who don't like you are supporting you, they will make your life miserable and they will control you economically, socially, mentally, all kinds of ways because they're considered almost like enslaving you because they have the monies and the means. So if we had our own money, we had our own means, we wouldn't have to bear all these atrocities with white America. We wouldn't have all these problems because we would be able to take care of ourselves and not worry about them pulling out their funds, not worrying about them defunding this and defunding that, or firing you from your job or making you lose your paycheck, or if you're an actor, a singer, a football player, basketball player, whatever you do, stop you from entertaining, stop you from footballing, stop you from your job, your skill and what you do. They control that. They control the narrative. So they want you to say what they want you to say when they want you to say it because they're going to take their money back. That's a bad place and time to be in, especially as an African American. Because they damn if we do, damn if we don't. It's an insidious a threat to us, particularly. They really trying to destroy the African American community, what we now call Africa America. They particularly are dangerous to us because we have the knowledge, the understanding, the background, and the power, and we putting all the money, y'all spending all this money. Keep talking about you're poor. but y'all spend all this money on Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Rolls-Royces, making those companies rich. BMW 15 years ago was failing. BMW was falling down. As soon as black people start, as soon as African-American people start buying BMWs, now BMWs is almost a passing Mercedes-Benz in yearly sales. Okay, the hair business, the salon, the eyelashes, the weaves, the fingernails, the beauty supplies, the beauty products, skin products, soap, okay, a chair, a piece of cake, everything African Americans buy turn into ting ting, big money making opportunities for the white Americans, and they have no intentions of assisting us economic development. They're doing everything to deny us our economic and social rights here in America. Why is it that a uneducated high school dropout white boy can make $25,000 more than a four-year degree educated black boy? Why is it that the poverty in West Virginia, the Appalachian poverty, they give them Social Security disability checks? Why is it that the healthcare system is denying adequate, equal healthcare services to African Americans? Why is it that the maternity birth rate deaths of babies in the African American community is 39% higher than that of the white American community? Why is it that we have a 67% impoverishment when the white people have 100% of economic development and wealth development and passing wealth on to generation after generation? Why is it? It's common sense. The people got the system set up against you. I can give a damn how liberal the Democrats are, how liberal Biden is, how liberal Kamala Harris is, how liberal. The damn country is fucked up. The laws are messed up. It's got nothing to do with the Democrat or Republican, who's conservative, who's liberal. It got who's a heart bleeding liberal and who is a hard nosed conservative. It got nothing to do with that. It's the system. Stop looking at these crackers. It's the system that makes it possible. If American government laws were not put into place to deprive African Americans of all the things that we deserve, we work for, and we supposed to get, we wouldn't be in this predicament. Okay, we built this bitch. We built this country. We built it. We built it. I'll fight. Anybody can. I don't give a damn. My email is revron11@gmail.com. My number is 914-913-2077. I got actual documented historical facts, statistics to document everything I say. When I say African Americans built this bitch, I mean that. And any of you white people wanna call me, Wanna threaten my life, don't touch my children, and even though I got three ex-wives, don't touch them and don't touch my grandkids, but come to me. I will put you you don't know. I can get gangster. 125th Street, Lenox Avenue. I can get crazy from South Carolina. I don't like what's going on, and I am talking about it, and there's so many African-American people scared of getting killed, scared of Antifa, scared of the KKK, the Nazis. Bastards, come on. It's time for a man, a African-American man, to stand up and be a man, and it's time for an African-American woman to stand up and be a woman, and it's time for children to stand up and be children and parents to be parents. We as an African-American community are better than what they are trying to sell us out as. We're better than this. We're the best thing that Byron Allen, multi-billionaire, bought Camcast, young brother in the media industry, the actor, the comedian Byron Allen. He's a multi-billionaire. He said on national television, African Americans are the best thing that ever happened to America. And that's goddamn true. If we walk away, I wish we could all just walk the fuck away. America would go down to shit. because them crackers ain't got nothing going on. 78% of white Americans are welfare recipients. 92% of them are on methamphetamines and drugs. 90% of them are an alcoholic. Okay, 89% of them are homeless. What the fuck y'all think they doing for us? Nothing. They are the ones causing the problem in America. They're the drug addicts. They're the alcoholic. They're the homeless. White Americans. I'll say it again. I give a damn if anybody wants to challenge me. I'm ready to go. White Americans are the downfall of America. They're the alcoholic. They're the prostitute. They're the gay. They're the lesbian. They're the drug dealer. They're the drug buyer. They're the homeless. They're the dirty. They're the welfare recipient. That's dumb. And they keep trying to push the narrative on African Americans. We're only 13% of the goddamn population. There's 68% white people. Who you think fucked up America? They control every damn thing. So if it's messed up, if you drive in the bus and the bus runs into the wall, you're gonna get mad at the woman sitting in the back seat? No, it's the bus driver's fault. They driving the goddamn bus in America, and they're blaming African Americans. I'm tired of it. I got 73 years of this bullshit. I am tired. And all you African Americans sitting out there eating a white man ass, saying everything they want you to say, I'm going to tell y'all this. When shit go down, you going down too. You Uncle Toms, you Aunt Janes, you Booger Bonds, you Coons, you people who love these people and talk this narrative, when the shit go down, you going down too, because they don't give a damn about you. I don't care how light you is, how bright you is, how pretty you is, how handsome you is. I don't care if you got a 10-pack, a 12-pack, a 20-pack. I don't care if you just got you short in the waist and fat in the other places. I could care less, sisters, brothers. When stuff go down, we going down together. Either we're going to come together in unity and fight, or we're going to go down together. Now, we got to stop this crap. I got 73 years of this mess, and I'm tired, and I have a right to be tired, because when the 50s, when they integrated the school, I was there. When the civil rights movement and the water and the dogs in South Carolina getting beat, getting shoved out of the restaurants, I was there as a child, 5 years old, fighting for my goddamn people. And I have a right. I have a right to say I'm upset. I have a right to say I'm tired. Anybody be tired, any white man that hear my voice would agree with me under these conditions, they would be tired. And if y'all think that the white people think that you're cute because you agree with all the bullshit that they push out, if you agree with all that bullshit that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, put out talking about slavery was a benefit to black people, if y'all really believe that narrative, he's laughing at you. Any black man and woman who don't stand up for themselves and go along with white people and their bullshit, the white people are laughing at you. They're leaving their office and going inside the cafeteria, the staff cafeteria, and they're talking about you and laughing at you. They're laughing at you behind your back. But they won't laugh at me. They'll be mad at me. They'll hate me, but they won't be laughing at me, because I tell them in their face, you don't have nothing to say to me. And all you people just got here yesterday on a boat, a train, a plane, you immigrants, you sit your ass down. If you ain't going to be a part of the resolution, goddamn it, sit your ass down, because you are part of the problem. Okay? You got here too late, too little, too late, baby. Ain't no sense open up your big mouth, because most of y'all open your mouth supporting the white people, thinking they're going to give you a soda sandwich in the shelter. You're selling yourself out like a French hoe to the highest bidder, and you got to stop it. So everybody, I'm calling everybody out. Everybody, you goddamn Puerto Ricans, you goddamn Dominicans, you Mexicans, your Jamaicans, your Trinidadians, your Antiguans, your Barbadians, your Ghanaians, Nigerians, your Malians, all y'all, Africans, Caribbeans, Hispanics, all you who immigrate, either you're going to come and support the movement or sit your ass down and keep taking the bullshit from the cracker. That's up to you. But this is what people need to hear. And bad as it is, And bad as it sounds, you got to call a spade a spade. In 1950, we were calling a spade a spade. You got to tell it like it is, people. I know people hate me. I know you're going to write me. You're going to email me. But God knows you can call me, 914-913-2077 at the African American Independence Day Corporation. You can email me, R like Robert, E like Eddie, V like Victor, R like Run, O like Only, N like Nancy, the number 11 at gmail.com. Until the God takes me home, what years I got left, I'm going to keep saying the same thing. And I don't give a damn who don't like it, because it's bullshit and I'm tired of it and I don't have to take it. My forefathers, my generation, my elders built this bitch, and it's time for me to stand up and talk like I'm supposed to talk and get these young black Americans, African Americans, get their asses in the place. Sit your little ass down and shut up and listen. They taking too much. They got the children overpowering the parents, talking shit they ain't got no business talking. Ain't nobody slap them in the mouth and say, when I was a kid, I couldn't look at my parents when my parents told me something. These kids are out of control. They out of control. I will slap you to heaven and shut your little ass up and sit down and listen. That's what they need to do. These children too out of control. They know too goddamn much. They know too much about sex. They know what a gay is, what a lesbian is, what men do with men, what women do. They don't need to know all that. Get your ass and sit down and learn ABC, 1, 2, 3, mathematics, geography, geometrics, calculus, and sit down and learn something. We got to stop people, African-American, Africa, America, African-American people, we got to stop to put shit back the way it was. In my day, you said something to an old person, you got slapped until you couldn't taste no more. And then you got home and mama slapped you and daddy slapped you every day. Everybody slapped you. Well, I bet you one thing, I shut my behind up and listen. And that's what we have to do with these kids today. We have to make them listen. Everybody got to be on their tail. It takes a village to raise a child. What that means, everybody on their ass. Anytime they do something, step out of, hey, what you doing over there? I know your mama. These kids are walking up to elderly people, knocking them out to join a gang. They're keying people's cars. They're robbing, they're stealing, they're cheating. They're doing everything the white man wants them to do to destroy the African-American community. And we have to put these people in place, whoever they are. Okay, we got to get these kids back in place. Kids got to be kids, and men got to be men, and women got to be women, and parents got to be parents, and children got to be children. Everything need to be put back in place. We're too out of order. We're too out of order. That's the problem with America. We're too out of order. Everything is all fucked up because the cracker, he's trying to tell a lie on top of lie on top of lie, and so he lying so much, he don't even know the goddamn truth. And everybody under his voice that's making a couple of dollars to work with him, they don't know what the hell they doing. Then the crackers come from these foreigners come in here from Europe and all over the damn place. They don't know what the fuck they doing. They all out of order too, because if you ain't been here, if you just got here yesterday, you don't know what the hell you talking about. Sit your ass down. I don't care if you come from Europe, Africa, Caribbean, Asia. Chinese people talk too goddamn much. They thought they were smart. Oh, give me the affirmative action because African Americans are stupid and they're getting into Harvard, Yale, and Princeton just because of affirmative action. They got rid of the damn affirmative action. The white man, Ed Bloom, got them to get rid of the affirmative action because they specifically were targeting African American community. That's what got me upset, is because you were being nasty and evil. And God don't like nasty and evil, and God turned around and made it against them. They got rid of affirmative action, and Asian enrollment went from 28% to 19%. Thank you, Jesus. Now you understood. It wasn't nobody. Nobody was doing nothing for African Americans. Affirmative action was built for white women. That's the people who statistically benefited from affirmative action. These people come here yesterday, little Chinese, don't know what the hell going on, pinpointing the finger at African-American community who've been here for 400 years and built this shit. You going to come here and tell me what I did wrong? Now you mess it up. Now your ass can't go to Harvard, Yale, Princeton. You can't even go down the goddamn street to ABC College because they don't want you behind from the beginning. And Bloom, Ed Bloom used you because it was you. Chinese people, Korean people, South Koreans, Chinese, Japanese, all Melanese, this knees, that knees, Taiwanese, all your knees, Indian knees, Indians. He was trying to keep your behind out of Yale, Princeton, Harvard. I can get my kids can get into Yale, Princeton, Harvard from legacy. They can get there from sports. They can get in there because they granddaddy went there or whoever went there. They can get African American getting there. They still we still getting in there. We still getting in there. We got our kids are graduating from Yale, Princeton, Harvard. Some of them graduating at 10, 11, 12 years old, getting inside Harvard. So what the hell they think they talking about? Stop and understand what you're talking about, people. This is the problem with people. Ain't nobody willing to tell it like a T.I. is. But I'm willing to do it because I'm old enough. I told my grandson, I'll slap you so hard your mama going to cry. Because why? I got the right to do it. I got 73 years on this goddamn America with this bullshit. I got the right. I paid my way. B.B. King said pay the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost. I suffered so somebody can go to school. Somebody can sit on the bus. Somebody can get a job. Somebody can get a living wage. I suffered, me and my parents and my grandparents and my grandparents' grandparents. And I'm going to sit back and let somebody come here yesterday on a boat or train or plane, how the hell they get here, and tell me that I got that they got they want to do this and they want to do that. Hells no. That's the problem with African Americans. You give away every damn thing. You give everything away. We got music. We got culture. We got the only original cultural art in America is jazz. Who created that? African American. That's the only original creative historical creation in America. Historical creation. Of art, the only art form in America created in America originally is jazz, and that was created by African Americans. So don't give me this bull crap about all this shit these people talking yesterday. You got these white boys coming up talking all this bull crap. They know what the hell they saying. They 19 and 20. Their mama, grandmama, and granddaddy, all of them told them this racist bullshit, and they just re-driven it because they're insignificant. Most of the white people in America who spend their time downing racist, systemic racism and racism in America are inadequate white people who have no life. They have no joy. The white rich people don't kick their behind out of every club and anything else they can try to get into. And they're upset and they think by attacking the African American community, the weak community, and they can just attack us because they feel like shit. No. The white man called you white trash. The white man called you in Europe waste people. The white man, rich white men, been abusing poor whites for years, and they continue to abuse them. And then the poor whites turn around and try to abuse the African American community. It has to stop. Somebody has to say it. And I'm tired of people getting on television talking shit about African Americans. Don't have no facts, no history, no statistics, but everybody listening to them. Too much bullshit. And Trump is number one. He pushes the bullshit. He pushes the narrative that all this crap, because nobody is challenging these people. The news reporters are supposed to know the who, the what, the where, and the how. They're supposed to ask questions, not just sit down and push a narrative because you are Fox 5 and you're Republican white and you're pushing the white and you're NBC, MC, all these news reporters pushing all this garbage. And so I'm just saying to people, get your money, get your house in order, get your children in order, get your money in order, and let's organize a structure, a strong African American cultural structure that can't be denied. They are jealous of us. They're not hating African Americans because we poor. They're not hating us because we are drug addicts and alcoholics and homeless and crazy. They hate us because we got money. We're the only people in America got 9-year-old children coming out of the ghettos and the projects that can make $1 million. Come on now, y'all. We're the only people that know God and go to church and go to synagogue and go to mosque and got the strength of God in us. And we keep living. I'm 73. I make a 50-year-old white man look like a piece of shit. And I'll kick his ass too if I have to. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, people are jealous. If you're pretty, if you're the pretty girl in the group, all the girls going to be jealous. If you're the good-looking guy in the group, all the other guys going to be jealous. If you got more money than everybody, they're going to be jealous. If you're stronger than everybody, they're going to be jealous. Anything where you're the top dog, people are going to be jealous. White people are jealous, and that's the final analysis. Thank you so much for this time.
Okay, my brother. Yes, indeed. So that was some important stuff you were sharing as well, because our people need to know the reality of where we stand, you know. And as we stated before, the brainwashing has converted us to the point where, you know, a lot of us don't even want to hear the truth. They just want to stay stuck in the lies of what we've been told for so many years. But that's the thing. You know, we need to really start to awaken and come together in unity to really bring about some positive change in our community. Because even in knowing these problems and they're not doing nothing about it or just sitting on the sideline complaining is not going to change it. But when we come together in unity, whether it's spiritual or practical, the bottom line is that by doing that, we're going to be able to see some positive things come about. But like I said, we do have the ability, but awakening ourselves to our God-given reality of what we can be and what we truly are is very important. But the problem is these are things that we're not supposed to know. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, when we do bring it up, a lot of times, you know, people don't even want to know about it. And I'll never forget one time, you know, I was talking about this at an event in New York, in a place called Good Old Mount Vernon, New York. And at that event, you know, there was a nice large amount of people. And afterwards, you know, the fact of what I was speaking about was the fact that we are true sons and daughters of God. And there were three brothers that came up to me and shook my hand and said, "Wow, brother, I'm glad you mentioned that. I ain't never knew something like that was real. You know, that we are made in likeness and image of God and all of that stuff. Man, that sounds great." And then, you know, the last person that came up to me was a sister, and she said, "Brother, I don't want nothing to do with what you're talking about." I said, "What? Yeah, you're talking about, you know, like I'm a daughter of God and that I got the ability, God-given ability within me to be able to activate it and utilize it to bring positive change to myself and my people." She said, "No, all I want to do is just be regular. Because my mom was just a regular woman and my grandmother was a regular woman. And that's all I want to be, just a regular woman." I said, "What? You mean to tell me if you had the ability, if your husband or your son or daughter was sick on their deathbed and they were about to die, and you had your God-given ability to save their life, you wouldn't even want to do that? Are you serious?" And then she just looked at me, shook her head, and walked away. But that's the thing. You know, so many of our people have accepted these lies that we've been told for so many years that they don't even want to change, you know, into accepting our true identity as being true sons and daughters of God. And they just want to stay as a regular, you know, black, limited human being. And that's all they want to be. And I can't even believe that, you know, some of our people would be wanting to, you know, accept that as their reality. But because Master Charlie has told us that so many years, you know, that now they don't even want to hear the truth of God. They want to hold on to the lie of Satan. And that's really sad to see, because our people shouldn't just want to be regular, you know, caught up into limited state of consciousness, into a negative state of mind. We should be wanting to liberate our thinking and our feelings and our ability so that we could definitely do some great things to improve our lives and the lives of others. And that's how it really should be. But, you know, the bottom line really boils down to this. As we deal with this, there will be those that are definitely willing to bring about that positive change. And unfortunately, there will also be those that don't want to bring about the positive change. They just want to accept, you know, the foot of Master Charlie on their neck and keeping them down and out. and they don't mind that, because they've been dealing with it for so many years. They just feel that this is something that they accept and deal with, which is saving. But the reality is, for those that do want to bring about the change, those are the ones that we should come together in unity and work with, so that we can definitely bring about some positive change. And that's what's very important. Because sitting back and just accepting, you know, what, you know, these lies and all this type of lifestyle that they're telling us that we should live and not try to change it, just be glad to get stuck in it and deal with it. And the crazy thing about it is some of our people are glad to deal with it and have accepted it and don't even want to change it. And that's really sad to think that some of our people are in that negative mindset of wanting to just deal with whatever Master Sali says. And that's ridiculous, you know. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. But anyway, again, for those of you whose hearts and minds are open to bringing about positive change in our community, those are the ones that we will work with to really see what we can do to bring about some positive things, to really bring about some positive change. And my number, again, for those of you that would like to get in touch with me so we can talk about coming together in spiritual unity and even in financial, you know, unity on the new program that I shared with you, and also in the step-by-step it takes to start to activate your God-given power. We can discuss that as well. And my phone number where you can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And know for surety that we deserve to improve our lives. We do not have to stay stuck in the dungeon of poverty, you know, for our people with all this suffering and agony. We can definitely rise up and out and live a positive and prosperous new lifestyle. But all we have to do is be willing to come into a new state of mind. And that new state of mind is called a positive state of mind, keeping our mind up on high so we can truly, truly start to fly. Because if we're going to stay in a thinking that, you know, it doesn't make any sense, I'm not going to stay in this state of mind that Master Sali wants me to stay in, to, you know, no, you shouldn't stay in that state of mind, and you shouldn't accept that. What you should accept is that you are made in the likeness and image of God, and that you have the ability to do great and wonderful things. But the fact of the matter is you have to awaken to it, you have to believe it in order for you to receive that power, in order for you to achieve great and wonderful things that you can accomplish once you activate that power. And that's the thing that we need to do. And we have the ability to do it. But we, again, have to want to make that change come about. It's not going to come about on its own. It's going to come about because that's what we want to see come about in our lives. And that's a great and wonderful thing. So, again, we can definitely bring about these positive things. But the bottom line is the only way it will happen is if we start to see a great and wonderful opportunity for you and for me and our community, and we start to activate these great opportunities so that we can bring about the positive change that we deserve to actually see and know that can truly, truly come about. Like I said before, if you keep your mind up on high, your goals and dreams can truly start to fly. And like I said before, when I say up on high, I'm not talking about drugs and alcohol and all that crazy stuff. I'm talking about thinking positive, knowing that you are a true son and daughter of God, knowing that you deserve to live in a positive lifestyle, in a positive state of mind, that you have to be willing to want to do it. You can't achieve any of those things if you did not even believe that nothing like that could ever come about. So you got to keep an open mind and an open heart and know that these are things that can truly be. If we are going to be in a situation that, you know, we're stuck in, then the only way to change it is that we want to change it. And that's very, very, very important. And by us being able to do that, we got 15 minutes, brother. We usually stop it off at 10 minutes. You want to cut it off early? But anyway.
No. No. That was something else. That wasn't me.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought that was you.
I heard it. No, I heard it too.
Oh, okay. But anyway, the point that I really do feel that we need to see, you know, before we get ready to say adios, is we need to really see ourselves actually as utilizing the powerful spiritual ability that dwells within us, and utilize that spiritual ability to really, really bring about positive change in our lives. And in dealing with that positive change, we can start to see some great and wonderful things come about. But that's the thing. Seeing ourselves coming together in unity to be a blessing to our community. Seeing ourselves capable of bringing about positive change. But as I shared with you before, we did have a terrible gang war that was happening in New York. And we came together in spiritual unity. And we focused on seeing the minds and hearts of the youth that were stuck in all of that negativity. And we said, Lord, please bless us with the ability and the power to see positive change coming about in their minds and hearts, erasing all the desire to kill each other, the desire to hate each other, and all of that. And Lord, for your grace, love, and mercy, let this truly come about, that our children will now start to believe that they are worthy of caring for one another, sharing with one another, also having love and respect for one another, and being even a blessing to one another. And basically, after we kept saying that, visualization and that meditation, what ended up happening, and a few weeks later, those youth came out of the gangs and they stopped Kevin's life. And to this very day, I give thanks to God and to Jesus for allowing us to receive that great and wonderful blessing, because we do have the power and the ability in utilizing the Supreme Lord of the universe, great and awesome and amazing power, to bring about the positive change and ability to really see these great and wonderful things come about. But the only problem is we do have people in our community that don't want to participate in bringing about positive change. But that's all right. Right now what we need to do is deal with those whose minds and hearts are open and wanting to bring about positive change in our community. And by us truly, truly coming together with those that do, that's when we're going to start to see some great and wonderful things start coming through. So, again, these are things that we can do. There's no question about it. What we need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt is that we have the ability to truly, truly bring these great and wonderful things about. So all I could say at this point, again, is let us keep our minds up on high and know that our goals and dreams can truly start to fly. But we have to believe that this can happen beyond a shadow of a doubt, and in knowing that God and Jesus has the power and the ability to bless us to bring these wonderful changes about, and know for surety that it is going to happen. But we need to see it and believe it, and know that we will achieve it. We need to see it and believe it and know that we will achieve it. We need to see it and believe it and know that for sure we will achieve it. So, my brother, if you would like to, it's 10 minutes to now. You could definitely bring on the music if you'd like.
Well, I just want to reiterate as well. You know, we have to get things back in order, people. We have to get families back in order. Especially, I'm talking about the African-American community.
We have to get mother and father together. We have to get people married again. We have to get the family structure back together. We got to get children respecting their elders. We got to get children stop smoking that stuff, stop drinking alcohol, stop abusing their bodies and their mind. Right now in Dominican Republic, you got young boys as early as 16 years old, got these European women coming from Europe, and they're buying these boys at 16. They're 45, 50, and 60-year-old women buying these boys, prostituting. They're prostituting with these elderly women. They're taking them back to Europe and marrying them, and they're going with them just to get a visa so they can go live a better life in Europe or America, wherever, any place outside of Africa. And that's what these little kids are going through with right now. And so I'm saying this is happening in Jamaica. It's happening in Trinidad. It's happening in Africa. It's happening in the Caribbean. It's happened all over where you find young black boys and girls in poverty, and they're willing to sell their soul and their life just to get a visa, a ticket to another country where they can live a better life. And so these are the things that are fragmenting the community, the families. We have to get the families back working. We have to get the mothers and fathers to be able to take care of their children. We got to get the children to go to school and behave in the classroom like they're a student, not a gangster. We got to get children off of alcohol and drugs. We got to get children back to respecting themselves and respecting others. We got to get people back into the church. We got to get people back into family, back into community, and back into acting civilized. That means you elders act like you elder. Young adults act like you young adults. You mothers and fathers in your 40s and your 50s, act like you a mother and father. Dress like you a mother and father. Talk like you a mother and father. Talk to your kids in a civilized manner. Go to church. Serve God. Whether like Brother Ben said, whether it's a synagogue, whether it's the mosque, whether it's the temple, whether it's Allah, whether it's Jesus, whether it's Muhammad, whether it's Yahweh, whoever. But get your family back in order. Get the children back in order. And everybody who's an adult, you see a child acting out, question him and her. You have a right to do that. Chastise them. Tell them that their behavior is not good and that you know their mother and father and you're going to report them to their parents. We got to get back to a time where we got things in control. Things are out of control. America's out of control. They got all the sexuality going on, and little kids, 9, 10 years old, can change themselves from a boy to a girl. That's crazy business. That's crazy. All the sex is going on and on. Kids having sex as early as 8 years old, and they have all kind of sex, boys with boys, girls with girls. It's going out of hand. It's demonstrative. Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the destruction of the society. And so those of us who know better, we have to do better. We have to request better of our parents and our children. And we have to walk better, talk better. You got to be an example, number one, people. You got to be the example. You got to be the example of what a good father is, of what a good mother is, what a good parent, what a good child is. They always say a good follower makes a good leader. So we have to follow. We have to lead. We have to stop and get things back organized the way it's supposed to be, the way it was back when I was growing up. You respected your elders. You didn't talk out of turn. You didn't try to go from 9 years old to 29 years old. You stayed in your position. You played in the park. You played in the zoo. You played, you know, in the picnic table. You played. You was a child. The Bible said, when I was a child, I act like a child, I walk like a child, talk like a child, play like a child. Now I'm a man. Now I walk like a man, talk like a man, act like a man. Now I'm a woman. I walk like a woman, act like a woman, talk like a woman. Now I was a little girl. I play as a little girl, act like a little girl. But God said everything in this timing. There's a time to cry, a time to laugh. There's time to have rain, time to have sunshine, time to have cold, time to have pain, time to have joy. God said everything in this timing. And it's time for us to get everything back to where it's supposed to be and take it from where it is right now. And so on that, I'll say happy holidays, everybody, and God bless you and your family. And I wish all the best for everybody, everywhere, wherever you're located throughout this globe. I wish the best blessings for everyone in 2024.
May God continue to bless you. May his spirit shine on you like the hot sun in the Sahara Desert. God bless.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better.